Alaska's congressional candidates were in Kodiak last night for a debate that pitted candidates running for both the House and Senate against their opponents on a number of fisheries-related issues. First to take the stage at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium were the candidates for U.S. Senate. Incumbent Senator Mark Baggage squared off with Republican candidate Dan Sullivan, answering questions from a media panel, audience members, and each other. One topic was Russia's recent ban on seafood imports from the U.S. and its potential impacts on Alaska's seafood industry. When asked how he might handle an international issue like this, Sullivan cited his work with the Bush administration as useful experience.
Part of my responsibilities were working to open markets for American goods throughout the world. So I have deep experience not only working with the State Department, where most of this would take place in terms of how we deal with these kind of issues, but also in terms of dealing with sanctions. And the big problem right now is with Russia, is with sanctions.
Baggage addressed the state's aging commercial fisheries fleet and how to promote better access for the next generation of young fishermen. He said the cost of entering the industry is very expensive and more needs to be done to help with those costs.
Community shares are an opportunity where you can engage maybe at a lower cost, engage that kind of first time, as I like to call it, first time homeowner, you know, first time fisherman, to get their feet wet, literally, and be able to do some fishing and understand the business. But you have to have a certain amount of shares available. This concept that now the council is discussing, I'm very intrigued about.
During the second half of the debates, the candidates for U.S. House took the stage to try their hand at fisheries issues. Incumbent Republican Congressman Don Young was asked whether or not he felt current regulations and environmental cleanup operations in place were sufficient to handle possible environmental damage caused by increased shipping traffic and oil exploration in the Arctic.
They're not sufficient. This is one of our problems. I'm with Mr. Larson from Washington State, a congressman, bipartisan. We're setting up an Arctic commission. We've worked to try to get the Coast Guard established in the Arctic, and I'm trying to get new icebreakers.
Democratic congressional challenger Forrest Dunbar was asked his opinion on seafood labeling, and he was quick to express his support of country of origin labeling and an overall strengthening of all seafood labels.
You know, again, I grew up in Cordova. And our issue, when I was first going out fishing, farm fish was flooding the market, and the price had crashed. And people weren't able to distinguish, and they still have trouble distinguishing between farm salmon from Norway or Canada or from fresh Alaskan salmon. That's wrong. They have an inferior product. We have a superior product, and it should be labeled as such.
All four candidates will be on the November 4th general election ballot.